In 2 weeks, Jules was back. 5 weeks in a Balloon became a bestseller, was translated into every civilized language. In 1862, at the age of 34, its author was famous and a success. His next book, Voyage to the Center of the Earth, started his characters off down the crater of a volcano in Iceland. They went through 1,000 adventures and finally came sliding out on a lava stream in Italy. Perhaps the best known of Verne's books is Around the World in 80 Days, serialized in Le Temps of Paris. The progress of its hero aroused so much interest that New York and London correspondents sent cables daily to their newspapers reporting the imaginary Phileas Fogg's whereabouts. In every country of Europe, people made bets on whether Fogg would arrive in London in time to win the bet. Verne artfully kept this popular interest alive. His hero rescued an Indian widow from death, fell in love with her, and almost missed connections on her account. Crossing the American plains, he was attacked by Red Indians and arrived in New York to see the ship that was to take him to England, only a small speck on the horizon. Every transatlantic steamship company offered Verne large sums of money if he would place Phileas Fogg aboard one of their ships. The author refused and had his hero charter a vessel. As the world held its breath, Fogg reached London with only minutes to spare and won his bet.